Without much ado, this morning, I want to quickly share with us what I've captioned, "Beware of favored destroyers." Beware of favored destroyers. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, "Neighbor, beware of favored destroyers." Tell to that neighbor behind you and beside you, say, "Beware of favored destroyers." Tell them once again, beware. It's a major warning. Extremely important. I have made some notations in your Bible, in your bulletin. Hallelujah. I've made some notations in your bulletin. And as you follow the message this morning, I believe God to write something on the tablets of your heart that will help you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to take my scripture reading from Matthew chapter 18. And I'm going to read from verse 23 to 35. Matthew 18:23-35. "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which will take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and all that he had, and the payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses." May God bless his word. In Jesus' name. The word of God works. The word of God is instruction for living. The word of God is important to our daily existence. Praise the Lord. I wrote something in the bulletin that might be news to some of us. Because God loves you is not a guarantee of God's blessing on your life. God loves everybody, including Taliban. God loves everybody, including the vilest sinner you may know. God's love does not impute blessing. God's love gives us access to seek Him, to reach Him, to make our way right, and to make heaven. Somebody who hates you will never give you access to themselves. But when you and I show love to God, blessing can be guaranteed. Why do I say so? Not because we say, oh, I love the Lord. Anybody can say that. But Jesus said, if you love me, do what? Obey my commandments. Isn't that right? And he said, if you obey my commandments, he said, I and my Father will do what? We come to abide with you. Which is to say, blessing will live in your home. Praise the Lord. This morning, like I said, I want to share with us briefly favor destroyers. Things that can kill favor. This is our month of favor. Today is the 14th of June. Since the beginning of this month, we have recorded favors. We have had testimonies of favor already. I can feel it so strongly in my spirit, man. I told us the night during our service of New Month and Holy Communion blessing. I feel it so strongly in my spirit, man, that if we tap into God, there's no way you too will not have a testimony of favor. Already I have more than 4 or 5 testimonies of favor this month. And if it's happening to me and for me, I expect it to happen to you and for you. Praise the Lord. But there are certain things that we need to look out for. There are certain things we need to beware. When somebody says beware, it's a warning. There are favor triggers. And also there are favor repellers. There are favor destroyers. And I want to share some with us as quickly as we have time to share them today. And I will encourage you to share this message with your friends. Our messages are free on our website. Hallelujah. We are not making merchandise of the word. In 1 Samuel chapter 25, 1 Samuel 25, this is actually a teaching. I'm not preaching. Because you need to write these things down. You need to write them down on paper. You need to write them down on your heart. 1 Samuel 25. I'm reading verse 6. And I'm going to read verse 6 to 13 and verse 21. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be to thee and peace be to thy house and peace be unto all that thou hast. For now I have heard that thou hast shepherds. Now thy shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was their heart missing unto them all the while they were in Carmel. Ask thy young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore let the young men find favor in thy eyes, for we come in a good day, give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thy hand unto thy servants and to thy son David. And when David's young men came and spoke to Nabal, according to all those words in the name of David, and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There have been many servants now a days that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shares and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be?" So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those things, those sayings. And David said unto his men, "Guard ye on every man his sword." And they guarded on every man his sword. And David also guarded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men and 200 abode by the stuff. What were they going to do? They were going to destroy Nabal. David sent messages to Nabal. "Give us some food. While we were here with you, we made sure that your goods were protected. We favored you. Nothing was missing." But Nabal became unthankful. Nabal became unappreciative. If you are a Bible scholar, you understand this story very well. "I have shielded you, I have protected you. And this is the answer you gave. Now I'm going to withdraw my favor. And I'm going to take whatever I want and I'll kill you." Thank God for the woman called Abigail that met with David. In verse 21, he said, the Bible says, "Now David had said, surely in vain," listen to this, "the man had to be justified. Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow had in the wilderness. I have favored this man for nothing. All I'm asking is a little appreciation so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him. And he had requited me evil for good." Anytime we show unthankfulness, favor can be withdrawn from you. Anytime we don't know how to say thank you, favor can be withdrawn from you. Somebody who has been a blessing to you before, when you appreciate that person in the way that is appropriate, guess what? That person can still do what? Favor you more. Isn't that right? I remember one of my mentors said something about a young man in his ministry. He laid hands on him and blessed him, walked in his ministry with him. And this man turned around against him. And the pastor said, "Okay, this guy went to town, maligned his name. Is this how you're going to reward me?" The man of God said, "Okay, if that be the case, I withdraw my hand from your life." That was a dangerous thing. His son died. His wife divorced him. He went to jail. Just because a spiritual hand was removed from him. It's a dangerous thing to bite the hands that feed you. It's a dangerous thing to curse the one that blesses you. They may not even know. But guess what? The Lord they serve knows. And he knows how to recompense. I've had such an experience in my life that someone I called a son, I gave him the microphone to man the pulpit. I gave him honor and authority before the congregation. He insulted me in public. And I kept quiet. Today he's a pastor. Guess what? I'm not saying this with joy. Things are not going well with him. Now he went to other senior pastors who are my colleagues and said, oh, look at what I'm going through in ministry, blah, blah, blah. And guess what those ones told him? They said, retrace back your steps and see where you have gone wrong and go and correct it. Now he is seeking audience with me. Now he's willing to do anything. I said, I don't need your money. And that's the truth. But don't bite the fingers that feed you. You see, the consequences may not come quickly. It may take 1 year. It may take 3 years. It may take 5 years. Guess what? God does not forget. So be careful how you talk about your men of God or people above you. Praise the Lord. It could be your head of department. Be careful. Because there is an authority over their lives. Thank God for Abigail. David did not even get to Nabal. He only heard that David was coming. He had a heart attack. And he died. Fear killed him. Because he was unthankful. What about the man who had so much barn, so much crops? He didn't know what to do with it. He boasted, I will build myself a bigger barn. And I will enjoy it. And God said, look at this foolish person. He died that same night. I pray that favor of God will not be withdrawn from you. In Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 5. He says, in these last days, perilous times shall come. One of the things he said, that many will be unthankful. When we say first Sunday of the month in the Redeemed Christian Church of God worldwide, it's our Thanksgiving Sunday. Many don't take this serious. Oh, we think, oh, it's another avenue for the church to collect money from us. What can you pay for all that God has done for you? Is it the $1 you gave as your Thanksgiving offering? Is that going to buy the oxygen you breathe in and the carbon dioxide you breathe out for the last 30 days? Whereas you want to seek the favor of man, the way we say thank you to human beings whose breath are in their nostrils, thinking they can take life from you. No, they cannot. If anybody should be shown appreciation, thankfulness, and great honor, it is your Jehovah God. And follow the instructions he gives. Point number two. Destroyers of favor. Fault finders. Fault finders. Let me read to us. I have many points in several segments, but I'm just going to touch on one or so, and then we'll move on. 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel 6. And we're going to read from verse 20 to 23. I like to remind us all the time, I'm not a preacher. I like to teach the word. I like you to see. I don't want to steer you emotionally. But I want your passion to be connected to the truth. 2 Samuel 6, from verse 20 to 23. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David. And said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today." This was his wife. This man just returned from bringing the Ark of the Covenant that they had always wanted. From bringing the presence of God into the camp, into Israel. And he danced and danced and danced. Somebody was dancing for God. Another was reproaching the one dancing for God. And it's his wife. Look at the way she greeted him. How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his. All she could see was that other girls were seeing David's underwear. She faulted him dancing for God. Listen to this. As one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself. And God was listening. And David said unto Michal, "It was before the Lord which chose me before your father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people. I don't deserve it to be king, so I need to dance. God chose me above your family. Therefore will I play before the Lord. And I will yet be more vile than thus. If I need to roll on the floor for me, I will roll on the floor. I don't care what you think." Oh, why do you just worship God like with abandon? What's your business? I'm the one worshiping God. Why are you not worshiping God? I will be more vile than this, than thus. I will be base in my own sight. And of the maid servants which thou spoken of them shall I be hard in honor. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. The Bible says, "No, children are the heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is favor." God withdrew it from Michal. If you disdain the one who is worshiping me, your womb will never know seed. Favor for childbearing was taken away from Michal. Why? She found fault with the one serving God. She found fault with the one worshiping God. Some people find fault in the preacher's preaching. Oh, he didn't speak good grammar there. What your blessing are coming to you? All you can hear is a grammatical error. In church. Oh, he doesn't know how to speak well. I know that scripture better than him. Guess what? The blessing of that moment has flown over your head. I'm the one God has put in authority here. And it is my voice he will respect. Because I did not impose myself. Don't reproach anything in the presence of God. Who does she even think she is? No, she's the one God put there. So that you don't deny yourself favor. Hallelujah. Point number three. No time. Numbers 21. This is a serious one. There are some people that no matter what you do, they are never satisfied. When it rains, they complain. When the sun is shining, they complain. When it snows, they complain. When it does not snow, they complain. Oh, look at this weather, it's bad. Because it was snowing. Now, it's hot. 80 degrees, 85 degrees. Oh my, what a treacherous weather. Where should we send you to? That no matter what God, you see, this is, I concluded this many years ago. That God, the creator of the ends of the earth, has not been able to satisfy the people he made. How can I, a mere mortal, now satisfy everybody? I don't want to go into an early grave. People that God blesses every day still complain. Numbers 21. The children of Israel, they were professional murmurers. No matter what God did, listen to this. From verse 1 to 9. Numbers 21. From verse 1 to 9. Actually, let me read from verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. They are blaming God for how long it's taking them. They didn't blame themselves. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? How many times are they going to say this? Any little challenge. Oh, you brought us out to kill us. Some women who say, where are you going? I'm going to walk. And you are dressed like this. Yes, I'm going to walk. Is it so that your secretary can see you? Well, my secretary has to see me. Your secretary will see you? No. That's not what I meant. No matter what that man says, she will twist it. Listen to what the children of Israel said. For there is no bread. Somebody say that's a lie. Oh, come on, say it because it's true. Say that's a lie. They said, there is no bread. Listen. Neither is there any water. And our soul loath what? Come on. This light. But you said there is no bread. You said there is no bread. Oh, we don't like this light bread. We want agege bread. And by the way, agege bread is not good for you. It's unhealthy. Praise the Lord. Huh? God had enough. You know what God did? God withdrew his favor. The Bible said that the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people and they bit the people. Much of the people, they died. No. Listen. You know, those serpents,
They were there before. Those rattlesnakes. But the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, the presence of God, the visible presence of God did what? Kept them at bay. But when their murmuring became too much, guess what? God withdrew the edge. And the serpents now had the opportunity to roam beyond where they would have been roaming before. They began to bite because of murmuring. When you murmur against God, you murmur against the people God has set above you. You open the door for the enemy. You open the door. You allow favor to be withdrawn from you. Much people of Israel died because of murmuring. Always complaining about everything. We have this, it's not enough. Lord, we want this, he did it, not enough. I don't want you to do it like this, do it like that. Some women are not married today. Some women are not married today. Because the kind of husband they are looking for is Mr. Universe. And guess what? It does not exist. Mr. Universe does not exist. The only Mr. Universe is Jesus. If you are looking for a man that will not make mistake, you will wait for long. As a matter of fact, the dust you will gather in Walmart, they will not put you up for sale. 75% off. And you, brother, that you are looking for page 3 girl, she does not exist. Oh, I want her to be like this, and this and that, and this and that. No, no. God never gives anybody finished product. He gives you the one you are still going to work on. And the one you two need to work on yourself for. So that both of you can fit each other. You are looking like another man's woman. Oh, only my wife can be like that. Your wife can't be like that. Because she's not like that. Praise the Lord.